Grace and peace and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Romans chapter 5, verse 2 is the middle of a sentence. Let's read 1 and 2 together. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The through whom, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the subject of the end of verse 1. It's through Christ we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. So grace is a standing, and it is also the establishment of the believer. The author of Hebrews would say it this way at the end of his book, the 13th chapter of Hebrews, verse 9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. I find it curious and telling that the author of Hebrews in 13:9 would say, don't be carried about, or the Greek, don't be carried away with various and strange doctrines, because it's good your heart be established by grace. So what would be the opposite of a heart established by grace? Well, within the context, someone carried away with this various and strange doctrine, which tells me that a doctrine that is not the doctrine of grace is a various and strange doctrine. Various, it could cover anything. There's a variety. And strange would be outside of what is considered the baseline, the normal. And the baseline normal message of the new covenant is grace. A one-time sacrifice for all. Various and strange doctrines, then, would be the opposite of hearts established by grace. And to this day, nearly 2,000 years after the writing of the book of Hebrews, there are people whose hearts are established on various and strange doctrines, on food and drink, or on the physicality of this natural kingdom, rather than the spirituality of a supernatural kingdom. Their hearts are established on the wrong thing. So, if in Hebrews 13 we have a doctrine of the heart being established by grace, and in Romans 5:2 we stand in grace, I think if you put those two together, a heart established in grace and by grace we stand, you will find that grace is more than just a doctrine. It's more than just an idea. It's more than just a collection of scriptures. It's also more than a way of defining the new covenant, or more than a way of adding color to the New Testament. Grace literally becomes a foundation for the believer. It becomes who we are. Our hearts are actually built upon it. Our standing in Christ is in it. So let's take that a step further. If our hearts are established in grace and we're standing in grace, through whom do we stand in that grace? Well, that's the whole subject of Romans 5, 1 and 2. Through whom is the Lord Jesus Christ? We stand in this grace. So, you got to take it one of two ways. Either Christ is holding our hand as we stand in the doctrine of grace, or Christ is the doctrine of grace, and we stand in Christ. And I think the full body of the Apostle Paul's doctrine of the New Testament will tell us it's B, not A. It's not that we're standing on the doctrine of grace, holding Christ's hand, we're walking down a beach and there are two sets of footprints, and then we get weary and he picks us up and carries us. No, I mean, if I'm not going to bash the footprints poem, but I mean, I'm sure it's brought a lot of people peace, but the New Covenant version of the footprint poem would be one set of footprints the whole beach. And when the man looks at it and says, I thought we were together, where's mine or where's yours? He would say, son, our footprints are the same. Because Paul would build the entire doctrine of the new covenant around the idea, not that Christ is somewhere far away, but that Christ lives in us, that he is in us and we are in him. I mean, my goodness, if you need to see this in vivid color, then get you a red pen and go to the book of Ephesians. And you don't even have to leave the first chapter. Just find every phrase that says in Christ or in him and start underlining. And it is overwhelming. You won't even get out of the 14th verse and you'll already have like 12 or 14 of them at least. It's the established doctrine of the Apostle Paul that you're in him and he's in you. So for those who say, and I was recently with a brother, a pastor, who was telling me, he was hosting me in some meetings, and he said, how do you respond to people who ask you, when are you going to move on to something else? Why do you continue to talk about the grace of God? And my response to him was, well, you know, I don't know when what you would say, but my response is, internally, is I think this person doesn't understand grace. Because if they understood the grace of God, they would realize that there is nothing else in the new covenant. Because grace is Christ. What do you want me to do? Move past Jesus? Now, I understand if you've got someone who's getting up every week reading the same verse and saying the same things, you might go, hey, isn't there more? And I think what that person's asking for is not more doctrine, but perhaps more rounded edges on the doctrine. Show me something else to complement this message. And that I can appreciate. But I, like this brother, don't know where to go other than a message of the new covenant being our standing is in grace and our standing is in Christ. And finally, at the end of 2, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And this will lead us into 3, because 3 will say, and not only that. So I'll head towards an end right here. We have hope of the glory of God, God's glory, God's doxa, a good opinion of God. This is what's building inside of us as we stand in grace. But that's not all that's inside of us. That's not the only place that we have a good opinion of God, and we'll see in verse 3 some of the other areas that we are growing into. Yes, we are changing. Yes, even though we're complete, yes, we are developing. Yes, we are changing. And it's through our life experiences in Christ that we do so. We'll get into this a little bit more tomorrow. Until then, grace to you. God bless.